free bottles of liquid zeolite.
Inside the Beltway with the true insiders, Talk Radio News. Ellen Radner, always a pleasure to have her on the show as she's back from her trip. Ellen, you're busy. As soon as you hit that runway, you're busy, 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 and especially when it comes to the jet ceiling and what's going to happen there. We talked about it a little bit the other night. What's the latest?
Well, the very, very latest, and I heard this from a Hill staffer just a few minutes ago, is that the House is not going to be in session this weekend, which means to them is that there is probably going to be a deal, that a deal is at hand and a very close deal.
Ooh. All right, that is a big scoop, and you just heard that a short while ago. So also you were busy today with a Radio Row, a Republican Radio Row, Senate and House members, though. What did you find
they
out there?
They each had a Radio Row. The Senate had one and the House had one.
Yeah. And what was that like?
Well, it was interesting. I mean, on the Senate side, they had everything from sort of conservative senators to Senator Rand Paul. And on the House side, they didn't really have the far Tea Party people. They had sort of some of the normal, you know, very conservative members, but conservative members talking about why they need to absolutely and positively decrease taxes. Some of them, however, talked about that there needs to be not just a decrease in taxes, but there needs to be a way of closing some of the subsidies. As the way one put it to me, the government should not be in the business of deciding which industries get extra help and which don't.
Yeah, and Rand Paul really dug in, didn't he?
Oh, he totally dug in, and he was really after the Gang of Seven, which is now is because of Lamar Alexander joined them, basically saying that, hey, this group of people really can't be out there and can't be telling the American people that this is going to help when it's going to drive us further into debt. This
All right,
compromise.
So we still have that clock ticking, but that's great info. Ellen Radner, thanks so much, as always, for popping on with us.
It's what we keep saying on the Hill. Nothing else is getting done, really. It's about the debt ceiling and whether or not we're going to default. We know the day. We know the scenarios. And we're watching how this is all playing out. Every once in a while, something gets thrown into the mix. And this was interesting. Rand Paul, the senator from Kentucky, who's not backing down so far since he's jumped into this in November from his stance on any of this when it comes to our financial nightmare, that whether it's the debt ceiling, whether we're talking about the Federal Reserve, whatever we're talking about with interest rates and whatnot. So Rand Paul, as Ellen mentioned there, part of that Radio Row, talked about the compromise and definitely went after the Gang of Six plus One. Take a listen.
Really, all along, I think the president should be reassuring the country. He should be taking default off the table. The president has the ability to continue paying interest. We don't have to raise the debt ceiling. This is what's lost on so many people. We bring in $200 billion a month in revenue. Our interest payment's $20 billion. Explain to me why the president would ever default. In fact, I think he ought to be ashamed of some of the things he's proposed doing, not sending out Social Security checks, defaulting. If he were a true leader, he would go on national TV and he would say, I, as president, will not allow the United States to default. I, as president, will not allow Social Security checks to be interrupted. Because I have enough tax revenue, I will do that, and then I will achieve a compromise with the Republicans. Well, you know, you can look at a lot of different polls. I would say that most polls show that Congress has about a 14 to 20% approval rating. So I would agree with that. They're pretty consistent. But most polls showed that the balanced budget amendment has a 70 to 75% approval rating across the board,
sure.
Republicans, independents, and Democrats. So you could make the argument that our approval rating is so low because we're not doing what the people want. What they want is for us to get our fiscal house in order. They understand inherently that borrowing money from China and continuing to spend money we don't have is not good for the country. As far as compromise, I would say, yes, there is compromise possible. One compromise is Republicans need to acknowledge that every dollar spent in the military is not spent wisely and is not spent soundly and is not absolutely needed. We can cut some money from military. When Republicans understand that, that will be a compromise. Democrats need to understand that every dollar for social welfare and for entitlements is not being spent wisely. Entitlements are broken and need to be fixed. The other compromise that could occur, Democrats say rich are not paying their fair share. Well, that's just not factually correct. The rich do pay the majority of the income tax. The rich are, we have a progressive income tax in our country. The rich are paying plenty of taxes. However, if you want to accept what the Democrats say, that the rich need to bear more of the burden of fixing the debt, I can accept that. So, for example, Medicare. Medicare, when you pay your taxes, you only pay for about 25% of it. I'm fine with people who have been successful having to pay the full cost of their Medicare. That would be means testing for Medicare. That would accept the Democrats' premise that rich need to pay more,
sure.
But it wouldn't cripple the economy by raising taxes. We could do it with Social Security, too. Wealthy individuals, people who have good retirement accounts, could accept less in Social Security. That would fix these problems and would accept the Democrats' premise that the rich should pay more.
Excellent. Last point, or question, I should say. In the Gang of Six, you see Democrats supporting some of these tax reform provisions, lowering the corporate tax rate, and I understand even maybe lowering the top marginal rates. Does that show any indication to you that there is some opportunity to have some serious tax reform this year?
Well, there's a couple of problems with the Gang of Six. First, there is no legislation and there is no proposal. There's a really, really, really rough outline of what might happen. My main objection to the Gang of Six proposal, from what I know of it, is that it never balances. I can't support any plan that never balances. My second objection is everybody says it cuts $3 trillion from the debt. It cuts $3 trillion from a baseline that adds $9 trillion in debt. So the better way to speak of this is it adds $6 trillion to the debt. Our debt is currently $14 trillion. If the Gang of Six proposal went through and we heard about the details and it was passed, within 10 years, we'll have $20 trillion in debt. Nobody but some wonks in Washington could believe that that actually is a reform of the budget process.
All right, so again, it comes back to the money. And who are the Gang of Six? Well, somebody wrote me an email. I don't know. I don't understand, Kate. Who are they? So check this out. Of course, North Dakota Senator Kent Conrad, he's the chairman of the Senate Budget Committee. You have Illinois Senator Dick Durbin. He's the Senate Majority Whip. And you've got Virginia Senator Mark Warner, he's always been a big gun on the Senate Budget Committee. And then if we move to the Republican side, because you're talking about three Democrats, three Republicans, the Georgia Senator Saxby Chambliss is a member of that Committee on Ag, Nutrition, and Forestry. He's part of this. Idaho Senator Mike Crapo is part of it, too, as well. Oklahoma Senator, who's very vocal, Tom Coburn, he's on the Senate Finance Committee. He's part of it. And as you heard Rand Paul say, the interesting thing is they have this plan to cut spending by $3.7 trillion over the next decade. But look what they're talking about trying to do with the overhaul of the tax code and the way that they would alter the federal government's payouts for Social Security and Medicare. Are you kidding me? All you have to do is scratch the surface and dig just a little bit deeper. That's what he's saying. Hang with us. More on that and other fun and frivolity in Washington here on America Tonight.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon and Answer 250 caps. Summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com. Nation here on America Tonight. Coming up in this hour, we're going to talk about the heat wave. Actually, now over 22 people have died as a result of some incredible temperatures. It's not that normal chit-chat over, geez, it's hot. We live in an area where we know it's going to be hot every year. I mean, there are some places where you feel like you are on fire. You really do. And some people aren't heeding the warnings, and they're getting caught in a situation that unfortunately has led to some severe injuries and ultimately death. While we're talking about the heat, we got a hurricane, Cat 4, named Dora, that's growing. Where is it? We're going to tell you about that, too. And, of course, the shuttle is getting ready to come back to Earth. But the astronauts are probably glad that they're not here listening to talk radio and listening to what people are saying about those that they have elected. The frustration level, I think, now is higher even than it was back in November when things changed in the end of October, beginning of November, when the midterm elections really swung toward many of the Republicans who were elected by Tea Partiers. I think it's even that much more. The level is that much higher, right? And all of it has to do over our debt and the crisis and what's going to happen and what's in your wallet and unemployment and stimulus not working. And we could go on and play that same old violin. But I was talking about the Gang of Six and Rand Paul saying, listen, just look at this, how this isn't going to work. And now it's not just Republicans. There are Democrats who are finding that this is really this debt reduction plan that's being hailed as an incredible way to get out of the debt crisis is now being kind of attacked. Because now you look at it a little closer and say, oh, well, wait a second. couldn't it be a little bit irresponsible to try to push back this complex kind of deal that has no review, first of all, and has a bunch of flaws in it? $4 trillion, I mean, here's the nut. It's just the big, sexy numbers that everybody is throwing out. $4 trillion over 10 years. So seniors would pay more. The middle class would pay more. Veterans would pay more. And I keep saying this. I've already beaten this drum. Hello, is not the wealthy people that are going to pay more. So they can save that conversation about, well, the rich need to pay more. Because that's not what would happen here. It wouldn't happen. You know, Nancy Pelosi, the House Democratic leader, set that door ajar to the plan, saying, you know, we haven't seen it, but there's some good principles in it. Well, they really need to look closer at it, because financially it's not sound. Financially it doesn't work. But Obama endorsed it on Tuesday. So now, how crazy is this? He embraces it. How tough is that to try to even push to conservatives? And the answer is not so much. Effectively, he killed that anyway. So August 2nd, that date doesn't fluctuate. That's the deadline. And now you got this backdrop of, okay, we have the bipartisan group. We have the Republicans saying one thing. We have the Democrats saying another thing. And there are other proposals that are being talked about. They've talked about the McConnell-Reed plan. They're talking about a couple of other options that are being thrown out there. The, they're trying to figure out a way, let's face it, to salvage what's been done, and to try to come up with deeper reductions in the debt. Because it doesn't make sense. If you're just taking a Swiss Army knife to this, it's not going to make any sense, and it's not going to amount to a hill of beans. You know, what's the problem here? I mean, how much more debt can we really be saddled with, right? How much can we handle? And why aren't we slicing off funds in foreign aid? Why are we doing that? We can't afford it. We could save so much money. What about the funding of illegals in this country in some of these programs? How much money would we save there? How about, here's a novel idea, if we took back our jobs? What if we took back our jobs and stopped sending those jobs overseas? You know, who's going to bail us out as we continue to spiral down in a bankrupt fashion because we're paying on the interest? It's insane throwing more money after bad money. And who's going to bail us out? We're going to eat it. That's the answer. No one's going to bail us out. We're a superpower. We can't call ourselves that anymore if we continue to go down the rabbit hole the way we are. And the agenda that currently we're on is an agenda that most do not accept and agree with. All the things I just mentioned. Tax cuts. Talking about tax cuts or talking about raising taxes. When you have unemployment, the Gang of Six plan doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. And there's just no way that plan succeeds. On the surface, you say the number, let's just take it out. Boom, it's 10 years. Here's what we'll save. And Nancy Pelosi maybe didn't realize it, but she said it herself. Well, I haven't looked at it closely, but I like the way it sounds. Ooh, I cringed when I heard that. I like the way it sounds. That's not saying, hey, we're burning the midnight oil, we're trying to compromise, we're working on this. It's saying that, no, you didn't read really the broad strokes in it, because even the Democrats, many of the Democrats aren't saying it's any great shakes. So it's a frenzy. It's a feeding frenzy. frenzy on the Hill. That's what it is, right? That's what we're seeing. All right, to be sure, you can throw in your two cents at any time on the nightmare in Washington and how you think it's going to affect you ultimately. 800-259-5791. But let's step aside for a second and tell you about a couple of the other things I mentioned. One, the heat. How can we ignore that? You know, it's beyond conversation now. It's dangerous. It's flat out dangerous. The National Weather Service is saying triple-digit temperatures are supposed to hang around across the eastern U.S. through Saturday, might cool off by the end of the weekend to the mid-90s. Mid-90s is a lot different. And in Oklahoma, for example, four people were killed, heat-related death. You had a three-year-old boy in a car. How does that happen? Not to blast the people who lost a child, but how are you leaving a three-year-old in a car? You're not leaving anyone in a car in this heat. You cannot do it. You've got watches and warnings and heat advisories. Guarantee, how easy is this? At least in 30 states, guarantee everyone in this audience is affected by this. You know, they said that the heat indices on Tuesday hit 129 in Newton, Iowa, 121 in Taylorville, Illinois, 123 in Hutchinson, Minnesota, Minneapolis. We were talking to the mothership the other day, with its highest dew point ever, 82 degrees. You know, they measure the atmospheric moisture. That's what that is. And what makes it so dangerous is there's no break even in the evening hours. You know, it's one thing you get pounded by during the day, but then you're still getting that tough heat in the night and in the middle of the night.
I'm not sure we can fry an egg on the sidewalk, but we might be able to poach one.
Oh, that was Donovan Mattson. I feel sorry for my boys in Minneapolis because I know they're sweating. It's just awful. And here's the thing, and nobody who likes to have a cold beer or two wants to hear this, but the thing that you really, really have to do is you got to be pouring in those liquids, water, Gatorade, Powerade, whatever the drink is, and really you got to stay away from the alcohol or anything with super, super high amounts of sugar because that's not going to quench your thirst. You know what? Ultimately, it goes back to that. It goes back to that feeling. So stay safe, people. Get up in the morning, chug that water, put it in the refrigerator. I know I was never a big water drinker. I had to force myself to do it. Coming up, we're talking about why men are not getting married. It's not just women anymore. Curious? Oh, hang around.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com. How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Second, or at least the kind of politics that have our hair on fire when we're talking about what's going to happen with the debt ceiling and are we going to default and where are we going when it comes to unemployment and the dollar against the euro and what's happening in other countries. The comparisons in some ways are frightening. What's equally frightening, or interesting anyway, I should say more interesting than frightening. And I know three people that fall into this category. What happens? People just are looking at women and saying, wow, more women are staying single or choosing not to get married. But it's not just women. It's men, too. I have three friends, three guy friends. One is 37, one is 40, and one is 41. All great guys, all have a lot to offer, fun to be around, very different, all three are very different. But the thing they have in common is they are not married. So I started to wonder about the question, is it becoming more common to find unmarried men, just like women, that are in their 30s, late 30s, and perhaps even early 40s? And what does that say? Where are we headed with the institution of marriage? So it turns out somebody has written about this. Carl Wiseman joins us now, and he's the guy who wrote, "So Why Have You Never Been Married?" And I guarantee he's gotten that question a ton of times. Hey, Carl, thanks for joining us on ATN.
My pleasure, Kate, but I got to admit that I get the question a lot less now that I got married about a year ago.
And so what turned the tide for you? You weren't looking and you found Mrs. Wright. What happened?
Well, I mean, you hit the nail on the head. I don't know if you know this, but since I wrote So Why Have You Never Been Married, I wrote a follow-up book to that called Serious Doubts, Why People Marry When They Know It Won't Last.
Yeah.
And going through that two-year process of investigating people that knew their marriage was going to fail before they got married, I knew all of the reasons why marriages didn't last and why they did last. And I met a girl that just it was the right one. I mean, I hate to steal a cliche, but I was a happily married single. I was a happily single guy, and I got to tell you, if I never met her, I'd probably still be happily single. I was in no rush to get married. I didn't really care about it. But I met her, and it made a lot of sense because we were just such a great match together, and we're best friends. So what can I tell you?
What are the reasons why people, what you should look for, how you know it's not going to work out? What are some of the things that you talk about in the follow-up?
That's a great question. And what it is, there's one common theme, and I researched over 1,000 people, but there was one common theme, and that is this. They all ignored their inner voice. They all knew ahead of time. Now, what's interesting and fascinating is all the different strategies they use to convince themselves not to listen to their inner voice. And that's kind of what the book's about.
Right. They ignored the intuition. They didn't have a great feeling necessarily in the beginning, but they still went ahead and did it anyway for whatever reason. Oh, they're attractive. Oh, everybody likes them, whatever.
Exactly. Well, let me give you some. I'll give you a couple of questions. I have 129 questions in the book, and it kind of goes to the heart of what the problem is. Right? For instance, here's one: Are you getting married for no other reason than you think it's the next logical step?
Ooh.
I call it the next logical step thinking. 80% of the people say next logical step thinking played a role in their getting married. I think they think relationships are like sharks. You got to keep moving forward or you die. Well, the truth is, you know what? Marriage isn't for everyone. Not everybody should be married. And sometimes when you're in a single relationship and it's great, don't screw with it.
There you go. You're right. You know that you shouldn't be doing that. So you said you just found the perfect person. And here you had written one book about why are so many, people not married. And I still think that's true, though, too, Carl. I think I just gave you my examples of the three guys I know who I think could easily hook up with somebody if they wanted to take the so-called next logical step. But they're not, they're not doing that. Are we finding that is the culture going more toward being single? Or no, you don't really know if you see that trend or not.
Well, for sure it is for men. Now, you got to remember, I interviewed men who were over 40 and had never been married.
Right.
And what was interesting is the role that finances played in a man's decision and his behavior after he turns 40. One of two things tends to happen in the extreme. On the one hand, a man might not be where he's at and where he'd like to be financially. He's not feeling as good about himself as he'd like to. And that kills an awful lot of relationships, especially marriage. But on the other extreme, men who are doing well, maybe they have some equity in a house, they got a 401k, they're like, man, why should I put that at risk by getting married? So it's fascinating the role, and I assume that women, who are making as much as men nowadays, think the same thing, which is why get involved financially, when I don't have to.
Yeah. In the first book that you wrote, you talked about it, the fact that there were about 12 million in the U.S. over the age of 40 that weren't married. That, when you talk about, is it common to find those numbers? You talked about different numbers, and that seemed to be the cutoff point. And it's probably because, like you just said, they're risking their financial future and saying, forget about it. I'm not, 25 anymore or whatever. So I'm just going to look at things a little bit differently. I also think, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think the other thing that happens, and you probably saw this switch in yourself, is you get set in your ways, and now you're going to all of a sudden change all this pattern, all this behavior around, and it's been a very long time, even if you've had relationships, of being by yourself. And I think it's hard to give up some of that freedom, don't you think?
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. It's actually a human challenge, not just a single person challenge. Whether it's moving from where we live, or changing jobs, or changing our lifestyles, we hate change. We love doing what we're used to doing, It certainly plays a role in relationships too. I'm a little less like that than most people because I'm very restless. I'm always looking to try new things, and so the whole idea of living with a woman or getting married didn't freak me out as being a new thing. That didn't bother me. But you're right. I mean, a lot of people are like, hey, why mess with a lifestyle that's working?
Yeah. So in saying that. That has to be kind of a red flag, though, for women, because if you're dating a guy who's never been married, I don't know, that, and your ultimate goal is, hey, I don't want to be single. I would, even if there's no children involved, I want to get married. I think that you have to kind of be careful, right?
Well, if you're a woman, I mean, yeah, I mean, if I was a woman, I would give them that advice. But I've also preached for 10 years now that marriage should almost be sort of a byproduct of some other, as part of the journey, it should be a byproduct of it. If you put, I only got married because I met the right person. Had my wife been somebody different, we'd probably still be dating. We'd still be exploring that thing. I married her as a celebration of the fact that she was the right one, okay? There were several women before her that were terrific, okay? Terrific women I was with for as long as 6 years. Didn't marry any of them because my inner voice said, great gal, not the right one.
Wow. Well, and so I guess what we're saying is you just have to really listen to that voice and pay attention and not ignore it. I mean, when you hook up with someone, there has to be some kind of a mental checklist that you know what you like and what would really just click in a relationship versus, like you said, she's a great gal and everyone loves her and everything else, but it's just not the right one. I think it's sometimes tough for people to separate that. Don't you think that's part of the problem?
It is part of the problem because people fall in love with being in love. It feels
yes.
so good. It's hard to believe it's not going to last forever. I'll tell you an interesting story. I did this, and I'm an engineer by trade, so it won't sound as crazy. I recommend any of your listeners to do this, too, and it's even better to do it when you're single, when you're not in a relationship. I literally was bored one night, and I sat down, and I designed the perfect woman. I took an Excel spreadsheet out, and I said, what are the 100 things I want in this woman, okay? Every physical, financial, everything you could think of, I put on this list, okay? Then after I got done these 100 things, I said, okay, I'm not going to get everything in this list. So I divided it into two. I said, nice to have and have to have, all right? Some things would be nice to have, but some of them I have to have. So I whittled the list down to, like, 10. And then I got this 10, and I said, okay, let's put them in order. Okay, what's the most important? And I put them in order. And I got these 10. I put it aside. And like 3 years later, I met the girl who's going to be my wife. And I'd forgotten about the list. And I went back and looked. And you know what? I had like 7 things on there. That's a pretty good match. If you can get 7 out of 10 things that are absolutely important to you, but the problem is you have to do that when you're in an unemotional state. I did it in an unemotional state. I was thinking very clearly, and I thought these things were important to me. You can't make that list once you're in a relationship because your list is going to match the person you're with, and it's not going to be very objective.
Yeah, there you go. How funny that you found that list. So actually, you have even 2 books, like you said, Men Saying No to Marriage, we were talking about, and mix that in with a conversation about serious doubts, correct? If somebody wants to pick up any of your books, how do they do that?
And just go to Amazon.
Amazon. That's always the catch-all for all of us. That's good.
Exactly.
That's easy. I love it because you have both sides of the coin now. That makes it that much more interesting. Carl, it was a delight to talk to you. You have a good one.
Me too, Kate.
All right, thank you. How interesting is that? So it is that theory of you're not married. And like you said, just same thing for a man. He wasn't necessarily looking, and poof, look what happened to him. All right, we're back to odds and ends and that hurricane. Where is it bearing down, and is it anywhere near the U.S.? Should you start to get out that hammer and board things up? I'll give you the location on the flip side.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Stopping odds and ends, and before we get to the Cat 4 hurricane that's brewing with a short name, Dora. Reminds me of that cartoon that kids still watch, Dora Explorer, you know that? Da-da-da-da-da-da, Dora. My nephew used to watch that, and I'm telling you that when you watch a show with kids, whatever the theme song is, it sticks in your head. I don't care if it's Thomas the Train, Dora, or SpongeBob, it doesn't matter. Some of you can relate to that. I know you can relate to this. Before we jump to incredible hurricane winds, like I said, a new poll out. You know I'm the poll princess, right? 8 in 10 people say they're unhappy with the way the government works. You think? Is this a shocker to anyone that some poll would come out and say that everyone's miserable? I mean, how many people raise your hand, because I do have those special infrared glasses, think the government's okay? It's just what happens when you put people together of all different makeups from different parts of the country, different parties. This is what's going to happen when you throw them together in the belly of the beast. Well, no one's saying that. Everybody's miserable. And what are the repercussions going to be after this whole debt ceiling thing moves on? In other words, 2012. Washington Post ABC News poll showed that number that I just said. People are either dissatisfied or flat-out angry with what's going on with the federal government, the way it's working. It's the highest number. This is what's interesting and why I even waste my breath bringing it up. It's the highest number since the 1990s. So that frustration coming at a time when the negotiations to raise the amount of money that we can borrow constantly, it's like dragging nails across a board for so many people. 63% say when it's time to elect a new rep in November 2012, oh, yeah, 63. What a number. It's a huge number. And I've already told you about the NBC Wall Street Journal poll that showed that Republicans are still leaning toward the former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney. 31% say they choose him if the contest, the Republican primary, were held right now. But very close to Romney is Michelle Bachmann coming in second. So she's consistently coming up. That shows the strength of the Tea Party. And even the word saying the Tea Party, you know, this wasn't even around 2.5 years ago. We weren't talking about that. It shows always power in numbers and how you can complain and throw it out there all you want. But look at what happens when people decide, okay, enough is enough. I don't care what their angle is, left of left or right of right, like I'm fond of saying. It shows you if you get off your rump and do something, what a difference it can make. And, you know, bringing up Michelle Bachmann, there's a big story about her today that's worth throwing in here. Apparently, Bachmann has problems with migraines. Ooh, migraines can be deadly. And then I started to read a little bit more about it, that, geez, if someone has migraines, would they be qualified to be president? And I thought, you have to be kidding me. They're actually talking about whether or not she's qualified to be president because she suffers from migraines. And then, of course, upon further review, guess what? There have been other people who have had problems with migraines, and they've been elected? Gee, you have to be, what, a perfect physical specimen? Look at Dick Cheney, who was vice president with a heart that was so bad. Are you kidding me? Anytime anything happened with his heart, you thought that was it. He was going to expire, right? So migraines aren't going to affect her. It wouldn't be a huge problem with medication and whatever it is that 36 other million Americans are dealing with. But I guess that was unearthed as something to throw out there because you think everybody's looking for an angle to try to take her down if you're running for that same office. And she might have missed hours or even a couple of days because of the migraines, but the frequency of the headaches, you don't know. I mean, she takes prescription medication if she starts to develop the symptoms, I guess. Some reports call it a chronic condition. And what does that mean? Does that mean she has migraines 15 days or more a month for at least 4 hours a day? So look for this. This story is not going to die down, by the way, even though, like I said, there have been other people who have been elected who have had problems with migraines. I wouldn't be concerned about the migraines at all. By the way, Tom Jefferson and Ulysses S. Grant both suffered from severe migraines. So, touche. How about that? And then others, too, who have run as well. All right, let's go to Ronnie in Utah. Hey, Ronnie, you get the first word. What's up?
Touche. Okay, anyway, I'll bring up two quick points. Well, anyway, as far as the budget, national debt ceiling being raised, I mean, it's a good idea. You got the Gang of Six, and either start be the Gang of Seven, Gang of Eight. All I would suggest they need to do is just keep adding the number, and then they can keep stacking them up high enough, and eventually they'll have them high enough it'll touch some ceiling.
Just stack the bodies up. They're not good for anything else. Let's use them in a different direction. Yeah.
Yeah. And as far as the opinion poll of 80% of the Americans being disgusted with your own government, how the heck could that be? Especially when you get the opportunity of just recently when you can always listen to our famous congressman, Barney Frankfurter, trying to slur and talk on the House floor while eating a hot dog. And then you get to look at the ex-pictures of Congressman Wiener showing his body off in the shower room. What more would you want?
Yeah, we have it all. It is. It's better than Lifetime Television, HBO, or Cinemax combined. Oh, you're right. How can we not be impressed with what we're watching? Yes.
One last quick point, and then I'll be quiet. You know, thing of it is, if you're going to be serious about this debt, what are you going to do? The Federal Reserve has already started QE3. I don't care what anybody says. They've already started it. Okay, well, this country is so far in debt, you know, I don't care what they propose. You can't, we're never going to be able to pay off this debt.
I agree, and that's the scary part of it. We're not even talking about that. We're talking about just trying to play for even. But to pay it off, we're never going to be able to pay it off with the crazy interest rates. Think about it. If you're the Chinese, what are you going to charge? You're just going to be paying off that interest rate forever. Okay, here's the rate. Here's what we're giving you, America. Ronnie, a delight as always. Have a good one. Okay, quickly, I'm going to mix this in, too, because I know you're all going to pound me on this, and we don't want to step away as we head for the exits on this. But the Cat 4 storm that I was talking about, that the National Hurricane Center mentioned, the Hurricane Dora, is in the Pacific Ocean, and it's moving parallel to the southwest Mexican coast. Right now, it's out there, and who knows? We're talking about 200-plus miles off the coast, in fact. But with those kind of winds and where it's headed, and ultimately with the riptides, and, you know, see, that's the thing. Is it going to sustain? Does it get closer to California, you know, the bottom end of California into Texas? You know, when you think of, like, the Galveston region, too early. Too early, except for if you're planning any kind of a vacation, because now it costs, oh, I don't know, half of what it used to cost to go to some of these places in Mexico because of all the warnings and the gang warfare and all that stuff has chased off a lot of people. If you are headed to Mexico, already you got that tropical storm. It's in effect, and you've got winds that are up to 135, 140 miles an hour, and we'll see what it sustains as it, you know, as it continues to churn away. Because, you know, right now you're looking at 200-plus miles. Acapulco, for example, that's what you're probably talking about. And then where does it go from there? Ooh, Cat 4, pretty tough winds. If you're going to Mexico, check that ticket, check the date, check the weather.